Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Our guest today is one of the top quarterbacks, I think, not just only in Louisiana, but in the United States of America. He's a senior class of 222. It gets confusing, you know, because people talk 223, 224. Well, he's a current senior at Calvary Baptist High School in Shreveport, Louisiana. Has a great coach and Coach Guillen and a great staff. Won a state championship in 2020. We'll talk about that. Glad to announce we have Landry Liddy on tonight. Landry, thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Landry, your high school career has just flown by quick. You know, it seems like 2 years ago I went to Shreveport and watched you in person, and you were replacing a great quarterback. And then I remember Shea Patterson was like the first big quarterback, remember, that came in the program. And it seems like Calvary Baptist, between you and Patterson and the quarterback before, it seemed like y'all have thrown for like 30,000 yards combined. has anybody had a better passing attack in Louisiana than Calvary Baptist the past 10 years?
Honestly, I'm not really 100% sure. I'm sure St. Thomas More is probably up there. But I mean, we definitely have a pretty good one.
Definitely North Louisiana, right? I mean,
yes, sir.
North Louisiana.
Yes, sir. I would think so.
You threw for 3,566 yards in 2020 and a lot of touchdowns. And then everybody this year, you know, this year had another good year passing.
Yes, sir. Threw for like 4,200. I'm not sure the exact amount, but 4,200 yards this year. Like, and 53 passing touchdowns, 57 total. It was a good year.
Landry, those are Joe Burrow numbers. are you a Joe Burrow fan?
I was a Joe Burrow fan. I'm not a big LSU fan.
Yeah.
But watching Joe Burrow and him work with those receivers and Joe Brady and watching that offense was pretty fun.
I know we're going to talk about Calvary Baptist and you, but I got to ask you this while my mind is on it, while my head's around it.
Yes, sir.
He's got almost 4,300 yards passing with three games left in this season. Is that incredible for a second-year quarterback? He's got a chance to have 5,000 yards passing. Now, he's doing that in the pros.
Yeah, that's very impressive. I hope he gets it.
That's insane. And then Jamar Chase has 1,000 yards, and another. They have two receivers with 1,000 yards. But, yeah, 5,000 yards in a season, 525 his last game. You put those video numbers up at Calvary. You've had some 400-yard games. Did you have a 500-yard game?
I did not. The closest I got was Logan Fort this year, and I had 477. But yeah, throughout the district games, our district isn't the strongest, so we would end up getting pulled around halftime or even before halftime. So, yes, sir.
Only 477. It's only 477.
Right.
Not bad. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more of Landry Liddy, one of the top quarterbacks. By the way, committed to Louisiana Tech, signed, sealed, and delivered, not just committed. We'll talk about the Tech program and what Landry thinks of playing for Coach Sonny Comby, the new head coach from Texas Tech. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. We have Landry Liddy on, class of 222. I can't believe the year's over already. Landry, I can't believe your career is done in high school. I've enjoyed watching you play, and we're going to talk about some of your teammates, too, before the show's over. But I want to mention this. 4 years ago, you don't know this, but 4 years ago, I was in Shreveport, and I ran into a guy by the name of Billy Joe Tolliver. And then I saw him again in Baton Rouge 3 years ago, and he said, "Remember the name Landry Liddy." And I'm like, "What?" He's like, "I'm telling you, I'm working with this kid. I'm working with him. He's one of the best I've ever trained." What do you think of Billy Joe Tolliver, former Saints quarterback, Texas Tech quarterback, and what he meant to you as a youngster getting you ready?
Yeah, Billy Joe's a big part of my experience the past 2 or 3 years. It was my sophomore year. It might have been freshman year, but we started working freshman, sophomore year. And there was days where we would stay out there. Like, honestly, the very first day we trained, we worked a midline drill, which is just your first step needs to be the midline, and we worked it for like 2 hours straight.
Wow.
And we would have like months, like nonstop of like days like that, and it really made me much better. And Billy Joe is a huge part of who I am as a quarterback today, and I'm definitely pretty proud to have him in my corner.
You know, Billy Joe, when he looked at me, Landry was that look like, look, man, I'm telling you. Like, he was serious. Like, he's like, this kid's got it. And this is when you were a sophomore. And I was like, really? I said, they just had a guy throw for 3,000 yards. He's like, I'm telling you, this guy's going to be better than the last guy. I'm like, so I wrote it down, and I saw Billy at a golf tournament. He was playing golf. I don't play golf, but I saw him there. And I started talking to him. I was like, I was glad to run into him, because then I started watching for you at Calvary. And then when you became the quarterback, boom, all of a sudden y'all won the state championship in 220. Almost went back this year in 221. Talk about the state title season and what that year was like, how magical it was in 220. And it seems like y'all always have to play Ouachita Christian, or is it just me?
Right, yeah. Washington, the OCS rivalry, it's a rivalry now. My sophomore year, we played them in a scrimmage, and I got some play time. Then we lost to them that same year, and then we were able to beat them that state championship year. And but, yeah, that was a pretty magical year for sure. it seemed like it was a movie almost.
Yeah.
Putting up, like, yeah. I don't know. I was super close to that senior class. Like, seriously, some of my best friends were in that class. Coach AJ came in, brought in a new offense, and it was like a college level offense. We were able to pick it up and grow throughout the year and get closer as a team. And then once that state championship came, I think we all kind of knew going into it that we were going to win the game, just because of how close we were, how well I knew the offense of the quarterback, how well the receivers know the offense. And we were just like on the same page 100% of the time. And like going into it, we knew we were going to win. So it was a pretty cool feeling.
Landry, it reminds me of those Rocky reruns we're watching during the holidays. Y'all's match up with Watchdog OCS. You know, Rocky 1, 2, 3, and 4, right? So, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Apollo Creed and all these guys. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to ask you about Louisiana Tech and then your teammates, the next segment, and then end the show with your thoughts on Coach Guillen and the staff. And we'll mention a lot of
yes,
you
sir.
Guys. I know y'all had a lot to overcome this year, too. Y'all lost a special teammate that y'all honored this year, and I want to bring that up as well because I don't want him not to be mentioned. We'll mention that, too, towards the end of the show. We'll be right back with more of Landry Liddy, quarterback, Calvary Baptist, and also future Louisiana Tech starter. We'll be right back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Our guest is Landry Liddy, one of the top quarterbacks in the state. And Landry, I mean, you're over 6 foot tall, 6'1", you know, 190. You know, all that gets to me is just so overplayed because some of the best quarterbacks I've ever seen was Drew Brees, Fran Tarkenton, you know, Russell Wilson. You're taller than Russell. You're probably taller than Drew. And I think just too many people put too much stock in if you're 6'3", 6'4", 6'5". Don't you agree? Landry, you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. What do you think about people putting too much stock in height of a quarterback and ability because of height? Like, you know, you're over 6'1", but you prove the doubters wrong, and, you know, Tech took a chance on you, and they looking at you as the future over there in Ruston, Louisiana. But don't you think that scouts put too much emphasis on height on a quarterback?
I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, if you can play the position well and you can make the read and get the ball into the playmaker's hands, I feel like you can be any height, honestly.
Yeah.
I feel like if you can play the game with your mind and be really smart with your decision-making, I think it doesn't really matter that much.
When you committed to Louisiana Tech and took your visit, did you see the old pictures of Tim Rite, one of the great quarterbacks there?
Yes, sir, I did.
You remind me of Tim Rite. Y'all's throwing motion, build, demeanor, you're calm, you don't get rattled, you got a pretty pass, you got great touch, you got great out throws, which is not easy for a lot of guys. You can make all the throws, but I thought Tim Rite, everybody talks about Terry Bradshaw, as you know. But I thought Tim Retay was one of the great quarterbacks to come out of there. And you remind me a lot of Tim when he came in and played for Tech. And he had a few years in the NFL. Now he's a coach, D1 coach in football. But talk about why you chose Tech, because I know that you were offered by some other schools early on. But UAB, I think, was your first offer. But what was it about Tech that made you say, look, I'm done? Because you decided early, I'm out, I'm done.
Yes, sir. So whenever I first decided, it was kind of a thing that I've always kind of wanted to go there, and it's really comfortable for me, and I really like it. And then once Coach Skip and Tech decided to part ways, I kind of started looking at some other places. SMU offered, Boise State offered late. Wow. And I ended up taking visits to both of those schools because, I mean, I didn't.
Yeah. What was that like when they put the full court press on you?
Yeah, it was interesting because I was still committed to Tech at the time, and I didn't know who they were going to bring in as a head coach. So it's just kind of a time of uncertainty. I was just trying to find me. So,
we kind of losing you there, Landry. You might be like moving around a dead spot, but see if we can get you back. Can you hear me? Can you, Landry, hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, whatever spot you're in now, kind of stay there because we kind of lost you for a while if you were moving around there. But
yes, sir. I'm going to a better spot. I'm going outside right now.
There you go. But you know, Tech was the school for you. I really admire and have a lot of respect for you because you didn't decommit. You stayed the course, and what do you think of the new coach Sonny Cumbie going to Tech from Texas Tech?
Yeah, Coach Cumbie's awesome. First time I had a conversation with him, we had a really good conversation. I kind of knew him from TCU. He recruited me a little bit there whenever I was young, and I already had a relationship with him. But I mean, yesterday in the Texas Tech game, you saw kind of the offense that he brings. They established a run game early. And then they took some shots towards the end, and then they put up some good numbers. So it's an offense that's really exciting, and I'm ready to be a part of it in Ruston.
It's kind of like you're just going to extend what you were doing in high school, huh? Same offense.
Right.
So
yes, sir.
You're going to be ready to go. It's like, learn what? I know this offense. So
right.
I want to mention when we come back some of your teammates that you know that are still being recruited. Some you might even know that have signed that maybe I don't know since the early signing day, but a lot of you had a great senior group, great three-year group. I want to mention all their names. I've seen these guys play. I'm also going to mention some of the young guys because I know the future's bright under Coach Guillen and the staff. There's a lot of young guys coming up. And so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more of Landry Liddy, quarterback from Calvary Baptist in Shreveport, Louisiana. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company. Welcome back. We have one of the top quarterbacks in the country out of Louisiana, class of 2022, Landry Liddy from Calvary Baptist, who's going to Louisiana Tech. I really think he's got a chance to play next year. He's well advanced, and they have an opening there. It's up for grabs to be a quarterback at Tech with Cumbie, who he loves guys that can sling it all over the field. And same offense that, like we said, Landry ran at Calvary Baptist with Coach Guillen and their staff. But some of your players in your senior group, very special group, Landry. Denham Smith, DN, Walter Williams, running back, Landon Mayu, linebacker, Chris Thomas played O-line, D-line, Zeke Toops was a great center for you, offensive lineman. Miles Williams, tight end, linebacker, was a great player. Chauncey Malone, offensive line, D-line. Braden Franks, Caleb Clement, or Clement, however, whatever part of state Louisiana, how you pronounce it. I'm not mentioning every senior, but some of the top guys. And obviously in 223, you got Garrett Littleback, kicker, Jimmy Wright, you know, Landon Romel, Cade Bedgood, you know, Xavier McLaughlin. You know, Aubrey Hermes, who I know you're going to talk a lot about, Hutch Grace, and Lavarius Houston. But I want to mention one guy who had 2 years of eligibility left, and I know y'all honored him this summer. I know it was a tough summer, but y'all lost a teammate in an accident this past year, Lane Mangum, who passed away. And can you talk about Lane and how much he meant to this team and how much it meant to you playing for him as a teammate this year?
Yes, sir. It was definitely a tough summer. That number eight on my 18, it meant a whole lot more this year. I definitely thought about him pretty much every day, and I still do. He's definitely missed. You could feel it in the locker room at the beginning of the season. You know, like, why we were playing and who we were playing for sure. Yes, sir.
He was a great kid. I met him early on. He played as a freshman. And he was a starter, had 2 years of football left, and my condolences to that family. And I know he was watching this team play. I know that he was there with you guys the whole time. But I also want to mention, the guys coming up. Y'all have a great group of guys that are coming up. And Coach Rodney Ginn and the staff have done a phenomenal job. What's your opinion of the staff? I mean, what they've done since Coach Ginn's come in and – I mean, y'all going to lose this group, and they have a chance to just keep it going.
Right. Yeah, Calvary, I feel like, always has some – like, the next class is always just great, you know. Like you had Kate Hart, and their class was good. Our class came, and they were good. The year before us was good, and you got all these years behind us. Like, I feel like we're just always really stacked up, and I feel like that's just a testament to the coaches and the winning program that Calvary has. I mean, when you win, a lot of people want to be a part of it. And I think Coach Ewan and Coach Marvin and Coach AJ, I feel like they've really built up the Calvary brand, and I think they've done a really good job with it. And I'm really glad that they were able to coach me the past few years.
And another guy that stepped in the scene this year, new guy named Jack Davlin. He was pretty good. New guy.
Yes, sir. Jack Davlin. Yes, sir. He lives like in my neighborhood. Actually, he's a good buddy of mine. Yes, sir.
Well, he's going to be glad he's in the podcast.
Yes, sir.
and he's only a junior. He's got another year left, so that's good. He's a really good linebacker, got a chance to play college ball. Any of the guys I mentioned, did they sign early signing day? Because I didn't see it in the paper or anything. Did anybody else sign besides you, Landry, early signing
day? Sir. It was just me.
I take it Miles Williams is, as you agree, he's a player. Zeke Toops, Chris Thomas, Walter Williams. Chauncey Malone, Caleb Clement, Clamal, however they pronounce it. But all those guys, I think, can play college ball. Don't you agree?
Yes, sir, for sure.
Denham Smith is another guy if he wants to play college ball.
Yes, sir. I know a few of those guys have offers, but, I haven't really talked to them a whole lot about where they're going. But I'm sure they're thinking about it. And the next signing day is February 15th, so they have a little bit of time to decide.
Yeah, two signing periods, and they're all going to be pretty good. Want to bring you back real quick. I got a question for you. Give you time to think about it. Who's going to win the national championship? I want to get your thoughts when we come back and get Landry Liddy's prediction on who's going to win it. And I'll give you who my prediction is.
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll be right back with more. Landry Liddy, Calvary Baptist High School quarterback, class of 2022. We'll be right back.
Come and visit the majestic mansion in the marsh, Grove Savan, Waterfowl, and Wildlife Lodge. Grove Savan is the true sportsman's paradise. Grove Savan Lodge has everything for you from fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and eco-tours. Located south of Lake Charles, call 337-598-2357 or visit www.grovesavan.com for more information and schedule your trip to the majestic mansion in the marsh, Grove Savan, Waterfowl and Wildlife Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise today.
Welcome back. You listen to Sports Scouting Report. Landry Liddy is our guest, quarterback from Calvary Baptist in Shreveport, if you don't know where Calvary Baptist is. It's very close to the interstate and basically almost the center of Shreveport. It's a great school, great facilities. They're known for baseball, too. Heck, if the whole baseball team played, you would have had 13 D1 receivers over there, but... they've got so much talent between baseball and football and soccer and tennis and all the sports programs, softball, women's, girls, men's. And then I want to mention this. National championship will be coming up after New Year's, Landry. Who do you think will win the national championship?
I'm going with Alabama just because I think the dynasty that Nick Saban's built over there. And Bryce Young just won the Heisman, and I feel like he is going to lead them to a national championship. I really feel like Georgia's going to be hard to pass, though. And I really thought Georgia was going to beat them in the SEC championship. But after the Bryce Young performance, I was kind of like, yeah, that's the guy, and he's about to win the whole thing for him. So I'm going with Alabama.
Here's my crazy opinion. You ready?
Yes, sir.
I've got Georgia losing to Michigan.
Okay.
I got Michigan stonewall in the run game of Georgia. I don't think Georgia's got a great run game. And I think the quarterback is not a great passer when you take his run game away. Bama showed that. And Michigan's got that Aiden Hutchinson, you know, that big-time All-American defensive end.
Yes, sir.
I just think I think the stars are aligned for Jim Harbaugh in Michigan, and I got Michigan playing Alabama.
And okay.
Get this, I got Michigan winning it all.
Okay.
Crazy now. Everybody in Baton Rouge thinks I'm crazy, but I'm going with the Wolverines. Go blue. I'm not a Michigan fan by any means, but I just have this feeling that it's going to be a new team for some reason. But I would love for Cincinnati to be the underdog and win it all, but that's not going to happen.
Right. Yeah.
And I want to mention this. You told us early in the year that you have neighbors who are Alabama fans, and that's how you knew a lot about Alabama. Is that true?
Yes, sir. I did have neighbors. It was actually Tackett Curtis, the linebacker from Manny.
Really?
He lived two houses down from me, and they were big Alabama fans.
Wow.
And that's – yes, sir. That's where I used to go over. So me and him are good buddies.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
You didn't grow up a favorite school of any school growing up and obviously, you know, committed to Tech and wanted to go there in the end. And, again, a lot of respect to you for keeping that because after a coaching change – you see a lot of quarterbacks that won't sign once they fire the coach, and you stuck with them. And that says a lot about you to stick with the new coach, give him a chance. Because I always say on the podcast, I wish that the kids would give the new head coach a chance, right? I mean, you did.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, just a lot of kids might just decommit and not, you know, even meet with the new coach. And I'm glad you did that with Coach Cumbie. Any final thoughts, shout out to anybody in your family? I know we shout out to Billy Joe Tolliver earlier for training you, but anybody else that had a big part of your success, Landry, coming up since you were a little kid for football, anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Probably just my family, my mom and my dad. They drove me all across the country, doing camps and stuff early. They've gone to all my visits with me. They've helped me through all the decisions, the big decisions in this, and they've helped me deal with the stress of it. So just thank my parents.
They're going to love hearing that, obviously.
Yes, sir.
Mom and dads, they do everything for us, don't they? And a final question, your thoughts on Coach Guillen, what he's done with Calvary and keeping the tradition and even taking it to another level, winning the state title.
Right, yes, sir. Coach Guillen's definitely been a big part of my life, my high school career. He's somebody that I'll talk to throughout the years of football, even past college and into real life. He's somebody that I'll always keep in touch with, and I think that says a lot about him as a coach, as a person, and the relationships that he builds. And I really love Coach Guillen.
I have a question from a fan off the air, and the fan wants to know. It's Jill from Houghton, believe it or not, Houghton, Louisiana, wants to know, they know you like to fish, and they want to know, where is your favorite place to fish?
Favorite place to fish? I don't know. There's probably just ponds. I like to pond hop. I'm not really a lake guy. I'll go fishing at a lake, but mostly just pond hopping.
So you're happy with not even, I mean, Toledo Bend's great, right, because it's not far from it.
Right.
But ponds are fun. You can find those 5-6 pound bass sometimes in there where people are not overfishing those little ponds. I did
right,
that.
Yes, sir.
I did that growing up. Before I got, now I'm in sports now and I don't get to fish anymore. So,
right.
but Landry, good luck to you. I know you're going to have a great future at Louisiana Tech. I know Coach Cumbie's ecstatic to have you in the class already because you now make him sleep at night knowing he's got his quarterback in this class. And now he's just got to go out and get all those big linemen to protect you and keep your jersey clean, which they'll do in this next signing period. But don't hang up. I'm going to end the show. Everybody can go to LAFootballMagazine.com. If you're a parent listening from Calvary Baptist, we have all the kids we mentioned earlier in our preview magazine promoting the team for 2021. And we'll see you really soon.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.